And see, when mommy and daddy weren't there for you, Father God was. Though the father and mother may have forsaken you or be too wounded, too hurt to meet your basic need, Father was coming with his mother heart, taking you upon his breast. Did you receive it? And maybe for a lifetime you weren't able to receive it. But just like I was 44 years old before I could receive love, he wants to meet the deepest love need of your life tonight. Right now. It may be standing. Some of you may want to come to the front and to the sides around there, because this is going to be a lengthy prayer that walks through healing, receiving love, walks through physical healing. What receiving posture can you take right now? Certainly if you have to leave, feel free to do so. You may miss the greatest night of your life, but if we can put in one of the CDs, perhaps Ruth's Songs of the River there, just with some violin music. And I'll take on a heart attitude of just believing God to come. Now, I don't want the adult praying this. I don't want the 49-year-old here praying this. When I was sharing, what memories were coming to mind in relationship with your birth mother or mother? Just begin to calm your soul and just invite the Holy Spirit. Show me at what point in my life I stopped receiving love. Just invite Him right now. At what moment did you close your heart off to love in relationship with your mother? For many of us, we don't remember. It was long before memory was there. For some of us, it was in the womb. For many of us, it was the first few months or year or two of life. Now, I want that little child to pray that, not the adult here. I want this little child to say, Father God, I ask you to come to me in Jesus' name. Pray it out loud. It's very important to pray it out loud. Father God, I ask you to come to me in Jesus' name. I've seen your mother's heart in the Word. And I need an expression of your mother's love. And I bring my earthly mother. Mom, I needed you so much. And I didn't realize how much I needed you till tonight. I needed your love. Not just words, I loved you. I needed a safe place in your heart. And Mom, you weren't always safe. You were dealing with your own pain. Pain from your childhood. Pain with your mother and father. Pain with my father. And there was times you couldn't meet the deepest love need of my heart. Mom, I need to forgive you for not providing a safe place upon your breast. Forgive you for not nursing me during the times I needed it. Mom, I forgive you for the times you didn't discern my need. The times I needed you to come change my diaper. Times I needed you to come feed me. And you were so busy. that I felt neglected by you. Mom, I need to forgive you. And the times I felt alone, that I felt afraid, that you didn't come in and hold me. Mom, I need to forgive you for not comforting me when I was afraid. And Mom, I forgive you for not welcoming me to life. For not welcoming the pregnancy. I forgive you, Mom. That's it. Let the anger surface. Don't be afraid to let the anger of feeling like you weren't invited to life. Let the pain come to the surface. And Mom, I need to forgive you for not bonding to me. I've thought for so long there must have been something wrong with me. But I realize now you were so wounded. You couldn't give me what hadn't been given to you. So I forgive you, Mom, because you knew not what you were doing. You were hurting. I forgive and I release you. I forgive you for not protecting me from others in the home that hurt me. From those in the neighborhood that hurt me, I forgive you, Mom. I forgive you for not protecting me from Dad. I needed someone in my life to stand up for me. Because I was too young to stand up for myself. And Mom, you weren't there to do that. And I forgive you, Mom. That's it. Just let go of the pain and let go of the anger and the disappointment. And Mom, I need to ask you to forgive me. Because I dishonored you in my heart. I closed my heart to you. I rejected you. Because I thought you were rejecting me. So I rebelled against you and against your love. And I ask you to forgive me, Mom. And Mom, I've got to let go of you. And I've had this need for you to come to me. For you to make everything right to me. Apologize to me. And I need to let go of that, Mom. I need to release that. Because Father God's calling me to His love. So I give you the gift of forgiveness. And I place the cross between you and I. And Mom, I release you. I lay down the disappointment. I lay down the resentment. I lay down the anger. And Father God, you said you'd not leave me as an orphan. But you would come to me. And I asked you to run to me and give me the love my mom didn't know how to give. That's it. Just let him come. If someone you love or trust is with you, not a stranger, and you maybe seated at your seat, someone with you is weeping or crying, they really need to be held right now. The men with men, women with women, unless it's a family member, make sure they, you know them, not someone strange to you, but preferably a family embracing one another right now. We're going to go much deeper. Many here feel like they weren't invited to life. That they weren't welcome pregnancies, but I'd love everyone to pray this because I think God's going to take us deeper praying this together as we're going to walk through literally creation of our lives, the moment and the conception and being knit together in our mother's womb. Pray with me, Father God, I ask you to come to me at the moment of conception. That you know no time and space. You created me. You chose me. And I want you to come to me the moment I was conceived. Now I want you to see it's the hand of God that created you. You are not an accident. In Psalm 139, it was He who did form you in your mother's womb. He weaved you together. In Jeremiah 1:5, that before He formed you in mother's womb, He knew you. Now I want you to see the hand of God at work in creation of your life. Because some people here feel like they were an accident. Some don't see the value that you are the creation of God. Now see the egg in the hand of God, the sperm in another hand. Now experience Him right now. God joining the sperm to the egg. See Him creating you. At that moment, giving you life. You were God's idea. You're not an accident. God planted you in your mother's womb. Now see His hands forming you. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you, that speaks of a potter forming clay with his own hands. Before I formed you, I knew you. Now see Him forming your hands, forming your legs. He's knitting you together, creating your heart with His own hands. You're not an accident. It's the hand of God forming you. And now say with me, I am not an accident. I'm God's idea. Father God, you chose me. You planted me in my mother's womb. You conceived me in your love. And I renounce anything not conceived in love. I renounce rejection. I renounce abandonment in the womb. I renounce impurity or lust in the womb. Anything not conceived in purity and love. I am God's idea. And I receive Him sanctifying me in the womb, making me pure and holy in the womb. And I receive my conception as a gift of life from God. I was created by love, created by a loving Father, created for love, created to love. Therefore, love's the most natural thing of my life. And I choose to receive love right now. I receive the hands of my Father of creation, knitting me together in the mother's womb. And I receive life right now. And now He said in Psalm 71:6 that it was God who took you forth from your mother's womb. It is He who has sustained you from birth. Now some of you have thought, I just wished I'd never been born. Life's too painful. Others have thought, Jesus, just come on home and take me back. I just can't take life anymore. And when you think that way, death sets into your body. Sickness, disease, and death has free rein to attack your body. It's the open door. And we want to close that door right now. And it begins by choosing to be born. And God said He was there at the moment of your birth. It's He who drew you forth. And just say with me right now, I choose life. I choose to be born. Because there's never been a moment in time I've not been loved. And I've been created by God's love. And life is a gift of love to me. Life is an adventure of receiving love. Of giving love. It's my destiny. It's my reason for being. And there's nothing more natural than love. Because I've been created in the image of perfect love. And so I choose to be born right now. Because the hands of Father God are waiting for me. And I want to experience You drawing me forth out of the womb. Now experience Him. Just in the spirit realm, allow God to draw you forth. This isn't something spooky or a la la land. This is fact. God drew you forth from your mother's womb. Experience Him bringing you into His hands. Maybe your birth father wasn't there. Maybe he was in the military and gone for months. Maybe you abandoned your mother. But Father God was there. And allow Him draw you forth from His hand, with His hands. Experience Him in Isaiah. Experience Him taking you upon His breast. Experience the Father's embrace of that little child, just like Danae Lou Blessing. Mom, it's the smell of Him. It's the smell of God when He took me upon His breast. I said, allow Him to come. He'll fondle you upon His knee, holding you, embracing you. He'll take you upon His breast, El Shaddai, the breasted one, comforting you as a nursing mother comforts a nursing child. So will I comfort you. Let His love come. You really are lovable. You really are loved. And now with me, I renounce anything of rejection. I renounce abandonment. Because Abba's home. Daddy's never leave nor forsake me. That he is always with me. And all that he has is mine. And so abandonment, you have no right to me. I am fully loved and accepted in my Father. I am not an accident. I renounce self-rejection. I renounce self-hatred. I renounce self-abuse, seeking to hurt or injure my body through addictions, through self-abuse. I have a home now. My home's in Daddy's arms. And he'll never leave nor forsake me. So I renounce the lie that I have no value. I was created with a mission. To be secured in my Father's love. And sent to manifest his love to the nation. A representative of the Father's love to my family. I have a value. I have purpose. And I renounce the lie that I'm not lovable. Because God made me lovable. He created me in his image. And I renounce all thoughts and urges of death. Death, you have no right to me any longer. I choose life. I choose the adventure of love. And I renounce the lie that I have no one to love me. Because I've been created for love. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, give me the storge love. That 1 year old, give me the love my mother didn't know how to express. During those moments when she was full of anxiety or care, and I could see it in her eyes. Just wash and bathe me in your love, Father God. Taking me upon your breast. Comforting me. Filling me with life. You see, there's nothing a baby can do to be loved but receive it. Just receive the Father's love pouring in. Pouring in, filling you. Meeting every need you have for affection in that first year or two of life. Oh, John 14, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. And I will make my love known to one or more of your five senses. And I will make my home in you. The rejection, you have no right to them any longer. Rejection. We just ask the spirit of rejection to be broken. Perfect love and acceptance, breaking the bondage of rejection. In Psalm 131:2, he says, "Surely I have composed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child rest against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child within me." Father, cause that rest to just fill them as they lay upon your breast. For you are the one who did bring them forth from the womb. You are making them trust anew upon your mother's heart, upon your breast, El Shaddai. Upon you, each one was cast from birth. And you have been their Father God from their mother's womb. You see in 1 John 4:18, "Now perfect love cast out all fear." So let's just agree with that. Fear, you have no right to me any longer. Because I am perfectly loved. The way I am. There's nothing I can do to be loved any more than I am right now. There's nothing I can do to be loved any less than I am right now. I'm loved the way I am. Not the way I should be. In perfect love, cast out all fear. So I renounce fear in my life right now. I renounce the fear of failure. And I receive your love, displacing all fear. I renounce the fear of rejection. I renounce the fear of receiving love. As I receive your love, driving out all fears. That's it. Let his love come. Just filling them with your love, Father. And you're not ashamed to be called their Father. For you have been pursuing them with an everlasting love. So it's your love pouring in. We've got further to go yet. Don't be in a rush. Let his love continue to come. Now, those of us that haven't been comfortable with love, we had a counterfeit. In my early years, the counterfeit was sexual addictions and compulsions. Then I became the nice, neat, good Christian, and my counterfeit became ministry. For others, the counterfeit is food. It's your source of comfort. Many men here, the counterfeit is pornography. You're just seeking comfort and nurture that God wants to meet right now. And set you free right now. Others really struggling with some type of chemical dependency or addiction, alcohol or drugs. I want you to bring that counterfeit before your thoughts right now. And I want you to say with me, "Lord Jesus, I come to the cross right now. And I've got this thing in my hand that when life doesn't go well for me, I run to this counterfeit affection for comfort and nurture. And I've asked you many times to take it away from me. But there was still an empty area of my heart that was empty of love. And it seemed to always come back. But it's not that way anymore now. I don't need this counterfeit anymore. And I lay it at the foot of the cross. And I asked you to forgive me for running to this thing instead of running to your arms, Father God. Instead of spending time just laying and sitting in your presence, in your love meeting the deepest need of my life, I renounce the spirit of bondage that's been attached to this compulsion, because it's the spirit of adoption. It's being placed in my Father's presence that breaks the spirit of bondage to addictions and compulsions. So bondage, you have no right to me anymore. I'm as a weaned child upon my mother's breast. I'm fully loved and accepted in my daddy's love. So bondage, you don't have a hold to me anymore. I renounce this counterfeit affection. And now come with your love, Father, and fill that empty area with your acceptance, with your love pouring in. And I turn and I walk away from this thing right now. I release it into your hands. And I ask the blood of Jesus to wash and cleanse my body, washing my body with the water of the Word from all sense of shame or self-condemnation because of these counterfeit affections. And let the blood of Jesus cleanse my evil conscience, washing out any sense of shame, guilt, restoring me to a childlike innocence, restoring a sense of purity, self-worth, honor, self-respect, because I am fully loved and accepted in you. And so, unclean spirit, you don't have a right to me anymore. I close the door. Father filling me with His love. So I renounce the perverse spirit. And I receive the Holy Spirit, pouring the love of God abroad into the barren areas of my soul. Just filling and washing and cleansing. Just let Him come. That's it. Just see the waves of His love washing over, cleansing you from the shame, cleansing you from self-hatred, cleansing you from self-judgment, because you're so loved. You're so cherished. You are the Father's obsession. Just continue to receive. We still have farther to go. Physical healing yet to go. But let's pour in a little bit more love into that area where the counterfeit affection. I want to read you a song I picked up in Scotland a few months ago. You are the Father's obsession. You are the apple of His eye. He calls you His treasured possession. He thinks about you all of the time. You are always on His mind. Should you run to the far-flung corners of the earth, even there He will follow after you. Should you drown in the ocean that's dark with despair, even there, nothing changes, for you are still the Father's obsession. You are always the apple of His eye. He calls you His treasured possession. He thinks about you all of the time. You are always on his mind. Should you turn, walk away, lose sight of his face, even there, he will watch over you. Should you slip, should you fall and nearly lose it all, oh, he'll call. You'll hear him call. Nothing changes, for you're still the Father's obsession. You are always the apple of his eye. He calls you his treasured possession. He thinks about you all of the time. For you are always on his mind. Now let's go a little bit further. There's many in this room whose body has been invaded by sickness, and you've cried out for healing many times. A need unmet makes you sick, but a need met makes you well. And tonight God's meeting the deepest love need of your heart. And in the past, you opened a door to a spirit of infirmity, a spirit of death, by thinking life's too painful to live, by not having a foundation of storge love. But now Daddy's home. Daddy's in the house. His love's pouring into the barren areas of your soul. And a need met makes you well. So pray with me right now. I renounce the spirit of death over my body. I've closed the door to that. And Father's greatest obsession is to meet my need so that I'm restored to his love and that I'm healthy, spirit, soul, and body. And so, death, you have no right to me anymore. For Daddy's home. And I command death to leave right now. In every way you've worked your way into my body, into my emotions, I renounce you. And I renounce all mental illness. I renounce all fear and striving. Because a need met makes me well, spirit, soul, and body. And spirit of infirmity, I don't receive you. The door's closed to you. And I renounce the spirit of infirmity off of my life. And cancer, you have no right to me any longer. I renounce the spirit of cancer off of my body. And I release purity flowing within my cells, healing and restoring. The blood of Jesus flowing through every cell of my body. And by his stripes, healing flowing through me. And heart disease, you have no right to me. I renounce all heart disease. For tonight I'm receiving a new heart. A heart of stone being replaced with a heart of flesh. A heart comfortable with love. A heart receiving love. A heart giving love. So I receive a new heart right now, and I renounce all heart disease. And arthritis, you don't have a right to me. I'm at peace with all men. I renounce all bitterness, all unforgiveness. And I receive the Holy Spirit pouring the love of God abroad in my joints. That heart disease, arthritis, I renounce you in my joints. And I receive God's healing flowing through me. The oil of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, just restoring cartilage, restoring the oil that makes my joints work. And I renounce all infirmity within my joints. And I renounce all muscle disease. You don't have a right to me any longer. I choose life. Life flowing through every muscle. And I renounce all trauma that's settled within my muscles. And I release healing flowing through my back. Flowing through my muscles. And I renounce fibromyalgia in the muscles. Healing flowing through my body. Yes, Father. And I ask for your blood, Jesus, to flow through my veins. Washing my blood with the water of the Word. Cleansing out any impurities in my blood. Driving out any streptococcus in my blood. Driving out all fungus in my blood. Healing flowing through the blood. The life is in the blood. Renewing, restoring. And I renounce all allergies, all food allergies, allergies to pollen, that in every way my body began to fight against life. I choose life within my lungs, within nasal passageways, that healing flowing through my nose, flowing through my nostrils, just breathing in your life, renouncing all skin allergies, renouncing all allergies within my breathing. And asthma, you don't have a right to me anymore. God chose me. He drew me forth from my mother's womb. He's filled me with His love. The Holy Spirit pouring abroad in that child, in the mother's womb, the first few months of life. And asthma, you don't have a root to hold on to any longer. And I renounce all asthma and lung disease, healing flowing through my bronchial tubes, opening up my breathing, receiving life. As death is fleeing, infirmity fleeing, healing flowing through my body. And now I choose life. And I no longer choose to live in a house of fear. And I move out of the house of bondage and fear. And I come home to Daddy's house. Fully loved. It's safe there. I have a home there. And I receive you as my daddy. And I choose to be your child. And so I renounce all ungodly influences from my mother and father's house. And I place the cross between them and I. Even to the third and fourth generation. That I only receive the love. And I renounce anything not conceived or purified in love. And now restore my innocence with love. It's the most natural thing on earth. It's the purpose behind all creation. Your love flowing within.
If you would like this tape or any other material produced for Shiloh Place Ministries, you may reach us at 843-365-8990, or you may write to us at Shiloh Place Ministries, Post Office Box 5, Conway, South Carolina, 29528. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. For those comfortable with a computer, Check out our website for the latest Shiloh Place itinerary and news at www.shilohplace.org, or you may email us at info@shilohplace.org.